go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
So if you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
That includes diets, surgeries, and exercise.
We love you guys.
And we want you to continue to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful and consult your doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just got our blood work done.
Yeah, we did.
And our doctors asked us, what are we doing to have such great blood work?
Yeah. And you know what we told them?
ProCare!
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we told them, like, yeah, we take ProCare every day because they have a multivitamin that you can just take one a day.
Yes, exactly. They have a capsule and a chewable form. And not only do they have vitamins, but they also have calcium chews.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
They're so delicious. It's like our own little sweet treat for the end of the night.
It really is, because they have the dark chocolate and they have the cinnamon roll.
Yes. And I love the salted caramel and the dinner mint.
All righty. We'll go to ProCareNow.com
and use code OSLP at checkout to save some money. Okay. Trying to figure out portion sizes after weight loss surgery is fucking hard.
So hard. So freaking hard.
So we found this company and they take the guesswork out of it.
Yeah, my goodness, guys. Look, it's portion perfection. They have bowls and plates and they have all sorts of organizing things on their website. I can't wait to get more. But it literally tells you 1 cup, 1.5 cup, 1/4 cup. Like, the guesswork is completely gone.
Yes. And the plate, even better. Protein, salad, veggies, whatever. And then this little section, carbs. So yeah. Because you can have carbs. We are so excited and we cannot wait to see what you guys think of this. This is definitely OSLP approved.
100%. So the link is down below. So click that link, get your discount and start getting your portions correctly now. We have found something very, very extraordinary and it's different.
It is one of a kind. It is NutriHealth Health and they are giving you the next level information on your weight loss surgery journey.
They really are, because they fill you with all this information about exercise and food. You watch a little clip, minute and a half at the most, and then you do a little fact checks, and then you do an article, and then you do a quiz one time.
And so you get to track your progress. And not only do they have these quizzes, but they have a place that you can log your food, your exercise, and your weight.
Yeah. And they're not tracking calories, guys. They're tracking your mood. Like, how did you feel yesterday about your food? Did you exercise? So it's a way for you to journal without journaling.
Yes. So go to NutriHealth.com, choose Our Sleeve Life Podcast as your provider, and sign up to maximize your weight loss surgery journey.
Welcome back, OSLP family. Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to Our Sleeve Life Podcast, and this is Kelly.
This is Mel.
And we have an award show coming up. If you have not heard of it, where are you at?
Seriously.
Because it's been all over the place. Mm-hmm. And it is November 12th in Portland, Oregon at the historic Aladdin Theater.
Yeah.
And we would love for you to join us.
Come walk the pink carpet.
Yes. We have a 16-foot pink carpet, guys.
Yeah, we do. It's like, in my kitchen.
Seriously. And we're like working on all of the details right now. And it's so fun.
I know, it's coming together really nicely, guys.
Yes, we are handpicking all of the items that are going in the swag bags, and we are getting merch items
I know.
Ready.
We got like a pre-look at some things.
We did. I'm super excited.
Yeah, I'm very, very stoked because like this is the one night we all get to dress up and have a blast. And you only have to do is just come and be entertained.
Yeah,
you don't have to do anything.
You don't have to learn anything.
No.
You don't have to attend anything. Like, it's just a one night thing. And of course, it's going to be yearly. So it'll be one night a year where you get to come dress up, have fun, celebrate with your future Barry besties, because we have so many people coming in. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Lots of benchies,
which, you know, is awesome. And then we have a lot of people coming in to present awards. Almost all of our presenters or all of our sponsors are presenters also, which is kind of cool.
It's super cool because our first main head honcho sponsor is Procare.
Of course. Yeah. Procare has our heart. Mm-hmm. We love them so much. We take their vitamins every single day. So it would just make sense.
It does. I mean, a lot of our sponsors are like, they make complete sense because like the next one's Jamie, the sleeve dietitian.
Tribe membership. Yes. Like she is a gem for this community.
Right?
Yeah.
Like she is like helping everybody on the daily.
On daily amounts.
And us too.
Yes. So. Most definitely. We are in the tribe. We use it every day. Mm-hmm. So the next one is Miss Michaela Miller, which is Losing to Blooming. She is one that makes a huge difference in our lives.
Yeah.
Every time we talk to her, something clicks in our head and we just start doing all of the things because that's what we're supposed to be doing. But I mean, she just makes it make sense.
She makes it so easy.
Yeah.
Like the clicks happen all the time.
Yeah.
Because like I was going back to the gym because of her. Yeah. I was slowly getting up earlier every day because of
her. I started therapy because of her.
Yeah.
So yeah, lots of goodness from her.
Yeah. She's a personal coach and she had bariatric surgery almost 7 years ago.
Yeah. And she's kept off. Almost all the weight.
I think all the weight. Yeah. It's crazy.
Our next one is the Surgical Associates of Bayonet Point. Yeah. We love them.
We do.
We cannot wait to meet them in person. Mm-hmm. They are truly, truly amazing aftercare. They have a lot of new things in their office that we've not seen in an post-op care.
Yeah.
They talk about exercise. They actually have somebody there to help with exercise. Mm-hmm. They have a body composition machine, which body composition is where it's all at.
Really?
Because the scale doesn't show at all. And as we know, and so it actually gives you a real life picture of what you're supposed to be doing. It
literally tells you what your like muscles are,
your fat is,
and like what your bones weigh. Because guess what? Your bones and organs weigh stuff. So like there's no way for you to be like, 5 pounds.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No. So. And then also we have
my surgeon.
Yes.
See why this all makes sense, guys? Like mine. created me. So, and I'm very excited about it. It's an Oregon Weight Loss Center in Portland, Oregon. And she's done my brother and myself. And we both are just like living life and feeling
good. Done both
of
you, huh?
Yeah, not at the same time. Thank you, Dr. Patterson.
And then we love Dr. Patterson. Mm-hmm. We did an episode with her. She is episode 1 of season 2.
Yes, she is. Yep.
And we actually went in the midst of COVID to her office and we're wearing masks. It's really funny.
Oh my God. We're going to have to do an update with her.
Yeah, most definitely. It's been a little while. And then our next sponsor is going to be Dr. Joe Cribbins, Texas Advanced.
Uh-oh.
I want to say it correctly. I don't like not saying it correctly. But anyways, so Dr. Joe is also a
bariatric surgeon.
And a bariatric surgeon.
Yes. Him and Marty and Heather will be here.
Yes.
We are so stoked because we get to watch Mr. Marty the pink carpet with his little tushy.
His little tush.
And
I just love it.
He's picking out ties and everything for it. So I'm very excited.
Yes. Texas Center for Bariatrics and Advanced Surgery. I knew I had advanced in there somewhere. So super excited for them to be a part of everything. And then we also have Dr. Eric Smith, which if you guys don't know, he is the surgeon on TLC for 1,000-Pound Sisters.
Yes.
So pretty freaking cool. He's done a couple episodes with us. Always a joy to talk with him. We met him at ASMBS in person.
Yeah, he's just so freaking knowledgeable.
He is insane. He has some truth bombs in there.
Yes. Yeah, he does.
And some cool stats.
Yeah, I love it.
Because he's done all types of surgery. He's been like where you open him up. Laparoscopic. He does the robotics. It's pretty freaking cool.
It is pretty freaking cool. And then we have the real Barry Boss.
We love Tabitha so much.
Tab. She is a bariatric therapist and she's stationed in Nevada. And we actually have done a couple episodes with her technically.
Yes, technically.
One has not aired at all because it was for WLSFA.
Yes, it was. It was in Vegas while we were there. And that was pretty cool to have her back on because we were actually going to do one at the last retreat.
Yep.
But obviously we didn't go. So we were excited to actually talk about what we wanted to talk about.
Right.
And then the next one is Own Bariatrics, which is Nolani. I love her name so much.
Know. Nolani. It's a pretty name.
It is a pretty name. And she's pretty freaking badass herself. Yes. She is a transformation coach. Mm-hmm. And she, I don't know, I get like this really happy like vibe from her. Yeah. Just her energy. Reels and yeah, everything. And so I'm really excited to meet her in person. She's gonna be a freaking badass woman to be there.
I know. And like if you guys haven't seen the theme, I mean, come on, when you have bariatric surgery, you need a surgeon, you need your vitamins. You need your dietitian. You need your therapist.
Yep.
So like we got them. Yes. We got them, guys.
Yes. And you need that support.
You do.
Which is why we have the tribe. We have Nolani. We have Losing to Blooming. It all makes up. We're not just doing products.
Right.
We have people who really, truly care about this community. Yeah. And that kind of embodies us because we truly care about this community enough to put on a whole freaking award show.
Right.
Just for you guys.
Just for you guys.
Yes. So go over to oursleevelifepodcast.com. Voting is live right now.
Yeah.
That ends at the end of next month.
Yep. September 30th.
Which you guys have been freaking killing the voting.
Rock stars. Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Killing it. So we're excited to have you guys there. Be a part of it. So buy your tickets while you're on there. So vote first, buy your tickets,
yes,
get your hotel, and then just scurry over to whatever airline you like. We're our favorite one is Alaska.
Yes. Yes.
We have tested a lot of airlines and that is by far our favorite. Yes. And then when you're done doing that, tag us in a story because we want to hear who's coming.
We love it. Every time. Seeing it. Oh my God. Every time someone messages like and tags us like, oh, my flights are booked or I got the award show tickets. Like I get so stoked.
Yeah. I'm really, really excited. One of my dresses should be here like this week. So I'm super excited to see and try it on and see what it looks like.
Yeah.
And then when you're also on oursleevelifepodcast.com, you want to go over to patreon.com.
There's a button.
/OSLP. And there is a button at the top.
At the website, yeah.
And sign up to become a Benchie.
Yeah, because the Benchies and anybody that was $5 or higher actually got entered into a raffle.
Yes.
Where we will pay for your flight and your hotel and your ticket.
Yes.
To come and be with us. So it's very beneficial to be a patron because not only do you get cool like raffles like that, you get to hang out with us once a month.
Yep, on a Zoom call.
And we keep saying our Benchies because that's our support group.
It is our support group. So we have a Facebook support group. I know what you're thinking. Facebook is toxic. This group is not that group.
No, because we're not toxic.
We are not toxic. And we make sure that toxic people don't exist in this group.
Yeah.
We like people that are going to be real. But also ask for help and have questions answered. And we have our amazing admin, Tanya. She's in there all the time, too. So she answers a lot of questions. It's just it's a fun little group where we get to celebrate each other and ask questions and kind of learn more about
everybody. Help each other.
Yeah.
Because like everybody's at different stages.
They are.
That's what's so cool.
We have pre-op. We have newly post-op. Pretty far along post-op. Mm-hmm. We have pretty much everybody. Some are even just thinking about surgery and they're trying to figure out what they want to do.
And all the struggles are different. So like the questions are never get old.
No.
So definitely go sign up and be one of them. And if you want to see all of these videos, oh my God.
All of them.
They're all there.
All except for season one.
True story. Yeah. Because we didn't think about video recording it.
Yes.
But just go over to YouTube. It's on your freaking phone. Click the damn button and then type in Our Sleep Life Podcast. We're the only ones.
We are.
And you just click the bell and hit subscribe. And then you're going to see these every Tuesday.
Yes. So today.
Yeah.
Today we are talking about the basic things of post-op of bariatric surgery.
Yeah, like the basic rules.
Well,
like,
not even rules, but like.
Like things that to like.
Pillars.
Yeah. Like things to look forward to. Like these are the things that are going to happen.
These are things that you should be doing in order to become successful on your post-op journey.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great way to put it.
Yes.
So there are like 10 things that can help you be successful on your journey.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the first one that comes to mind for me is your post-op appointments.
you need to fucking go.
You need to go. And I have not done my 3-year one.
Kelly Kent.
I know. And it is August and mine was in May.
Oh, my God.
April.
That's like 4 to 5 months ago.
I know.
What the fuck?
The problem is that my insurance doesn't cover bariatrics because I had to switch insurances. Thank you, Satan. They don't cover bariatrics, so I'd have to pay out of pocket for it. So,
oh, shit.
I know. So I got to figure out. I got to figure it out.
I guess you have to do what Dr. Dovek said was like, you go to your primary care, you give them the list that they need to check for
your
blood.
Which I do my blood work.
Okay, that's good.
I do my blood work.
Okay.
Which is the second part of this one.
Yeah.
Which is do your post-op appointments and do your blood work.
Yeah.
The thing about, I think the other thing is that with my regain, I'm kind of embarrassed to go in. And I know that's stupid because that's what they're there for, right?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people kind of think like that. You kind of fall out of social media. You kind of fall out of your doing your post-op appointments.
That's how you know.
That's how you know you're not
slowly
doing.
Disconnecting.
Yes.
From everything, like from the bariatric world.
From the bariatric world because you know you're not doing the things that you should be doing.
Yeah.
I'm an asshole and I didn't do the things I was supposed to be doing. I stopped weighing myself, which was a big part of me staying on plan. Yeah. Was every day I would weigh myself to see where I'm at.
Right.
I'm slowly getting back into that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Because I.
When's the last time you weighed yourself?
This morning. I was not happy.
Why?
Because I'm at 204.
Okay.
I don't like that number. I'm no longer in Wonderland. And that makes me sad.
It's understandable.
Yes. So, but I am doing things.
Yeah.
I'm doing things to help myself. Mm-hmm. I am no longer night eating.
Ooh.
I had an ice cream sandwich last night. But other than that, it was like a week.
Yeah, but you're not like getting up at 2-3 in the morning and going to have. Yeah, because that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I had it last night after dinner.
So see, that's still you.
And
still
I'm trying
won.
To focus on more protein, trying to focus on getting my water.
Well,
I finally recalibrated Karen.
Oh, good.
So she is actually.
She's current.
She is current. Yes. So I almost hit it yesterday. I was at 62.9.
Ooh, good girl.
But I did hit 72 ounces on Saturday.
Boom. See?
Yeah. So
you
I'm getting
gotta there. Celebrate those little guys.
Yeah. And I'm at 10 ounces right now. So I need to like. Get my water.
Well, and regain is part of the process. It's just how you correct it is going to be the telltale.
Yes.
Because like I gained 15 and I knew it and I felt it. And what did I do? You have to like, I moped for a little bit.
Well, of course.
I did.
You want to
mope. I moped and then I ate more. Doesn't make sense, but that's what happened.
That's what I do. Like, yeah,
I just ate more and I was like, motherfucker, no. And then like, I had to just talk to Dr. Patterson.
I see you, Karen. Shut up.
To lighten up. See, if you're on YouTube, you'd know. So, like, so yeah, like Dr. Patterson was the one that helped me like, okay, we can get on Phentermine. We can do some things like let's. But even before Phentermine, it was just me going, okay, I got to get back to tracking.
Yeah.
Because I stopped weighing my food.
Yes.
I stopped tracking protein. And man, with our protein and water challenges, that's how I knew at first. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like I thought I was getting like 80 plus
and
then I was scared of like getting like 50 like
I
it was
know,
stupid
I know I'm right there with you. I am trying to like focus on protein. It's really hard. It's really, really hard. But I think one of the main points is like you have to go and do your follow-up appointments.
You do.
Because that's what they're there for.
Yeah. And they're not going to judge. They're literally there to help.
They're literally there to help.
Yeah.
Their help.
Their whole profession's helping people.
Yes. So when I'm off here, I will call my surgeon's office and figure it out.
Well, because maybe there's like a.
There could be something that I can be doing.
Yeah.
To help me.
Right.
And I'm not doing it. I'm just being stubborn at this point.
You're just being mean to yourself.
And I just need to just go fucking do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It doesn't matter if I have to pay out of pocket. I should just be meeting with them once a year at least.
Well, and then there might be like a program where like you get like a discount or something.
Maybe. Because like cash pay. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like ProCare does that for their vitamins for people that can't afford them.
Yeah.
And
they do.
And certain surgeons' office will be like, yeah, like we can do blah, blah, blah. Or like a payment plan.
There could be a payment plan.
But
so
we don't
I
know.
Need to...
We don't know until you go.
Yeah.
Wow. You have to tell them.
You don't know until you don't know. And I know better.
Yeah. You do know better.
I know better.
But so, I would say not like you've done some really cool things lately, though, because like you are like in the process of helping yourself.
Yes.
Like,
and
you're
I'm
not
getting
giving
rid
up.
Of the negative out of my life and I'm bringing in the positive.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and that's first thing. If like
it is, it really is.
If you're stalling your 3-4 years post-op and you don't know what to do, it's like you do what Kelly's doing.
You have to ask for help.
You gotta ask
because you
help.
Can't do it on your own.
Yeah, like we were part of the tribe, so yep, we get help.
That's
there.
Been helping.
We got Kelly's got. We both have therapists now. That's been helping a shit ton. You're tracking your water.
I am back tracking my water.
You're getting your protein. Yep. Like you're making the steps. It's just it can't be like no one can do things.
It's not going to be overnight.
Overnight, yeah.
It took me a year and a half to put the weight on,
mm-hmm.
and that was because I did things that I knew I shouldn't have been doing, and I did it anyways.
Right.
Part of it's happy weight. Being mm-hmm. in a relationship where I'm actually very happy. And
he can cook like a motherfucker.
And he can cook. And that's a problem. But we're working on it together. And then I am in therapy. I am looking at hiring somebody to help me with my food
mm-hmm.
of what I should be eating. What's the other thing I've been doing?
When you're tracking.
Tracking's kind of give or take.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. Okay. Yeah. But I am tracking my water.
Yeah.
Which brings us to our next point, which is hydration.
Yes.
You have to stay hydrated.
It's a big deal.
Yes.
Big fucking deal.
Yes.
It literally helps your body like kind of cleanse itself.
It does. Yeah. I noticed when I was like actively losing weight, mm-hmm. like when I was in the midst of like that first year.
Yeah.
If I wasn't getting enough water, I didn't lose weight.
Yep.
Like it literally flushed my system out mm-hmm. every single day.
Yeah.
So I made sure that I was drinking a shit ton of water. Our goals are at least 64 ounces.
At least. And what's funny, you know what that is, right? That's just 8 ounces of 8 cups a day, which I've been hearing since I was a kid. You need to have 8 ounces, 8 cups of 8 ounce cups all day long.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of funny. It's like, that's what we have to do.
It's basically like 8 ounces of water every hour that you're awake.
At least. Yeah.
So, and if you do that, then you're fine.
Well, and I preload basically in the mornings. Like, I notice that, like, right when I get up, I don't drink anything else but water. I do, like, a full thing of either my Hydrate or my Starbucks cup. I love the Starbucks cup that you got me.
I
use this a lot more. But when I leave the house, it's the
Hydrate bottle. That's why I like the Hydrate bottle, though, because I don't have to think about, okay, how many times did I refill this? It automatically counts it for me.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm... I think that's 16 ounces. No, 24.
It was 24. So every morning I get at least 24 ounces in. And then I swap to tea.
Yeah, I usually drink whatever's left in my Hydrate from the night before. And then I refill it before I leave the house.
There you go.
And then I have my cans
She's
of
so
water
cute.
In
she
my
travels
bag.
With her little sparkling
Yeah, because
water.
I don't want to run out.
No, I
because
think it's
I
great.
Don't like regular water.
Yeah.
I like carbonated water mm-hmm. and I am further along so I can do that.
Yes, you can.
Because I didn't start drinking carbonated water again until like, I think it was like almost 2 years post-op.
I went
a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went a really long time without the carbonation, but I just prefer it. So the other thing is kind of one of the most important is vitamins.
Yeah. Because now you have to take them for the rest of your life.
No matter what. I think the biggest tip is finding a routine that works for you.
Yes.
Now, if that's like you get up, you drink your water, you take your vitamins, and then you go about your day, then there you go. For me, it is because I take a lot of pills at night mm-hmm. to help me sleep. I do all my pills with my vitamin at night because the iron can sometimes mess with your stomach.
It does. Yeah.
And I don't feel that at night when I take them. So it's just kind of.
Well, and I've been swapping to the nighttime because even with my Lexapro.
Yeah.
I need to start taking it at night because like I notice it makes me feel nauseous.
Ah.
Yeah.
Just make sure that it doesn't have anything that'll keep you awake. Because sometimes certain pills will keep you awake or make you sleepy.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to make sure. I don't think Lexapro is one of those.
I don't think so either.
But I would just double check.
Yeah, because I got that from Anne. Because Anne, I'm going to call you up for a hot second. Like, it was giving her, like the poops.
Ew.
So, but it's just, so if she took it after she ate dinner and before she went to bed.
She was
then
fine.
She was totally fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would just check with your doctor.
Yeah.
And any of the changes that you make, just mention to your doctor. Make sure you're good.
consult a medical professional first, and then you can change the things. And like, if you guys really think about it, we're supposed to take vitamins regardless of whether having surgery or not.
Yes.
It's just way more important now because our absorption rate is a lot lower.
Well, so we have absorption issues are only for bypass.
Is it only for bypass?
Yeah.
I thought it was for both.
No, I think it's just for bypass.
Oh.
Well, so, but I mean,
put it in the comments.
But here's the thing is that if you're eating way less. So, and it, especially if you're in post-op.
Consumption of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're in the beginning stages, you're only basically getting protein.
Right.
So you're not getting any of the vitamins and minerals that you would get from other aspects.
Yeah, from fruits and veggies.
Fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to be taking them. Bypass, you have to be taking them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's important regardless. I really wish that I had gotten on a routine. And that's the one of the other things that kind of fell off
the bandwagon
with everything was is I stopped taking my vitamins consistently. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm back on it. It's been like about 2 months. That I've been like consistently taking them every single day.
I would be spotty too.
Yeah.
Like we get it, people. We're just like you guys.
Yeah.
Like I would go really good for a couple months and then I'd be very spotty and be like maybe even once a week. And then it'd be good again for a couple months. So it's just like just always go back.
Yes.
Always go back.
Exactly. Always go back to what you know these things. Like everybody, you're taught this in your pre-op class.
Yeah.
Like these are important things for you to do. The other kind of one that I fell off of completely was consistency.
Oh, yeah.
Like the consistency of, you know, protein, water, activity, like all of the things that we're going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. I fell off of being consistent with even one of them at a time.
Oh, I've done that
much less all
trillion times. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like it's just like.
Well, you're further out than I am,
it's
too.
It's so frustrating because it's just. Because that first year you're fucking like on point. Actually, I would say for the first 2 years for me, I was on point. And
yeah,
then it
was too.
Just,
yeah.
And then it just kind of like, I was on point a lot, but not, not like too bad for me.
Yeah.
Cause what I noticed, like, I was telling Eric this is like, as long as you have more good days than bad days, then you'll be fine in this journey.
Yeah.
You just have to have more. So that means you can never give up and always keep trying.
Yes.
And you have to have better days and way more better days than you do have bad days, but you are allowed to have the bad days.
Yeah, 100%. Don't let those bad days turn into weeks and months and years.
Exactly.
And because that's what I did.
Yeah.
And I can say from personal experience, you want to make sure that, like Mel's saying, your bad days are allowed to happen.
Yeah.
You're allowed to have bad days. You're allowed to be in a traumatic episode. You're allowed to have, not everything's gonna be perfect. That's one of the things that we've talked about before.
Life is messy.
Perfection does not exist. Mm-mm. You cannot be the perfect bariatric patient.
No such thing.
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
Even
though all those influencers you see have bad days.
Everybody has bad days.
Don't be hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Just get yourself out of it and keep moving forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And eventually that will click in your head because I know how hard it is to like have all these bad things happening.
Yeah.
And all you want to do is go back to your old way of coping.
Yeah.
But you can't.
It's like an urge too. Like you can feel it. Like
yeah.
You want it. And you're just like, I can't.
Well, and something that Jamie had told me when we've been talking was your coping skills got you through.
Yeah.
All of the bad things.
Yeah.
So because I feel bad because I went back to my old coping mechanism. Mm-hmm. But my coping mechanism got me through all the bad times before surgery and after surgery.
So why wouldn't you go back?
So it makes sense that you would go back to your old coping mechanisms.
It works.
It does work. Mm-hmm. And yes, I was comforted by it. Now it's kind of the enemy. Like
yeah,
it was
mad about
before
it.
Surgery. I'm like, okay, that's enough of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like let's find the consistency. So if you can find a good consistency routine of like Mel said, like you get up, you drink your water first thing.
Yeah.
Then you take your pills and then, or your vitamins. And then then you go into the rest of your day.
Yeah, because my therapist made me get back into a routine. And you've been telling me I need to get back in a routine. Yeah. Like, everybody around me has been saying it. And it's like, it was really hard. Like, I did not realize how hard that was. Like, it was a struggle. It was a fight with myself.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I was fighting myself on it. Because, like, now that I've been in a routine, I feel great.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, you know, 100% back to me, but I feel so much fucking better.
Yeah.
Like, and I posted in the benchies today. I haven't cried in 4 days.
That's awesome.
I'm like,
high five for that.
This is awesome. Like, and I've been getting up even on the weekends. I'm not sleeping past 9. Like, I get up and I make sure everything's watered. Yep. And I do my full grounding routine. And that includes water. And that includes me doing the physical challenge. Like, I haven't missed a day.
Awesome.
And I'm recording it every fucking day. Good job. And we're doing it. So it's like, I noticed I just have to give myself about 2 hours every morning.
Yeah.
I'm just like, and that includes getting ready.
Yeah.
So like if I do that, then I feel a shit ton better. So that's, I think that's why I'm like not caring about getting up early. Cause I notice how much it actually affects my day.
Yeah.
If I just do the early part.
Yeah.
So, and then my goal is working on getting into the gym again.
Yeah. So
I'm getting up early, doing my jam, and I'm going to slowly get back into the gym.
There you go.
That's my goal for this like next couple months.
Good.
So
good.
Gotta have goals.
You gotta have goals.
It's very important.
If you don't have goals, which actually kind of goes into the next one, activity.
There you go.
Now, I struggle with the activity part because in the beginning of my journey, I was working a very physical job.
Right. Yeah.
And then I started adding in yoga and I was really, really consistent about it. I was really, really good about it. And then, of course,
your arms were fucking amazing.
I know. Now look at them.
And they're still good. They just got to get some toned. Got to get toned. Well, and with...
It's not toning. It's that's a little bit more than toning.
I said they have to get toned. They do.
They need a lot more things than that. Yeah.
Tones.
I think it's finding something. And here's the thing. You have to find something that you actually enjoy doing.
That's a big deal. Like part of the Nutri Health, like a... when we went through it.
Yeah.
Remember, it was all like one of the modules is exercise. And it literally talked about like, find what you like, whether that's like baseball, frisbee, swimming. Like just find something.
Find something that like attracts your soul.
Yeah.
I know some people really like hiking. Mm-hmm. Fuck that for me. Right? I'm not doing
you're not
it.
A hiker.
I'm not a hiker. I do not find that fun.
Yeah. And group classes are a lot of fun in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like if you don't know what to do when you go to the gym, I say group classes.
Or get a trainer for a couple sessions.
Yes. That way they can actually help you go through the process. What I liked about the group session was like, you can tell everybody was in it together. And there was like, skill level was all over the place.
Yeah.
Skill level was like, oh, this is your first day versus you've been going for 2 years. And everybody was like, would cheer each other on.
Yeah.
And that made me want to go back.
See, that's for me, it's like for. The yoga in the living room.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I needed to do because I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I could get up, I could go do it, and then I was done. There was no driving. There was no nothing. I love being in the gym, but I also hate being in the gym. So you just have to find something that speaks to you.
Exactly.
That you really enjoy, whether that be, like you said, swimming or group classes or yoga.
Yeah.
Or maybe you love to lift weights or... you work a really physical job that you really like.
Right.
There's your activity.
I mean, Frank, man, he's been fucking riding his bike everywhere.
Jesus.
Like he's been like, did he just do 40 miles or something?
24,
crazy?
I think.
24. Like he's one of our benchies. Like he's fucking killing it. And like,
but he really enjoys it.
Yeah. And he never rode bike before. That's what's cool is like, do things. Try all the things.
Try all the things.
Because you don't know what you like until you try it.
Exactly.
So
100%. And then the next thing is about food.
Food is so hard.
Food is incredibly difficult. And one of the key things is you, especially in the beginning, is you have to eat slow.
Yeah.
And a lot of us, I still have this. I find myself just like scarfing food down and then I feel sick and I.
Have you ever caught it? And you're like, oh. Yeah. And like, you kind of like cough it back up and then you're like, I need to chew that more.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was I doing?
Yep. You forget that you can't eat like that anymore, even though like I've been doing it for 3 years and you've been doing it for 7.
Yeah.
Like, you still do it, but you have to like make a conscious effort.
You do.
To chew slow.
Yes.
And put your fork down in between.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
The big deal for me is actually watching TV while I eat. Like,
okay.
I'm really bad at like watching a show while I'm eating and then I just scarf everything down and then I regret that so much later on.
I can see that.
Yeah. But when I'm sitting at the counter, like just having a conversation and the TV's not on or whatever, I do the same thing. Like I eat slow. I put my fork down. I do all the things.
No distractions.
Yeah. It's because this the distraction.
Yeah. Because the TV stuff makes you mindless.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you're just mindlessly eating. And that's what we have to avoid.
Yes.
Because I do that at nighttime when I'm like just in the bedroom with Eric.
Yeah.
That's where I mindlessly eat.
Yeah.
So
I'm getting better at it and like recognizing those full cues that you're full. Don't eat another bite. Yeah. And me and Zach actually do it to each other. Like I'll be like, don't have another bite. Put it away. I'll sometimes like take it away from him and he'll do it for me. So like last night he made filet mignon and these potatoes, which were freaking fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know what he put them in, but he like cut them in half and then put them all in this thing and then you bake them and then like the bottom gets all crispy.
That sounds good.
And then you put cheese over the top. I was really good. It was really good.
I'm like envisioning it.
Yeah. And I only had like one red potato. Nice. And then I had he did grill some tuna steaks.
Okay.
As like a tester recipe thing. Yeah. They turned out really good. They were a little overdone.
Yeah.
But I'm going to see if I can turn it into like a tuna salad or something.
Oh,
like
there you go.
Fresh tuna, not canned tuna.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'll report back on that. So I had a few bites of that. I had a few bites of filet mignon, a few bites of the potato. So it was very like kind of spread out, but it was all basically protein.
Yeah.
Except for the potatoes.
Well, and so tuna and beef are so good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
And the levels of protein is like bonkers.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. We're doing much better in the food department.
Good.
So,
good.
Yeah. I still need to be able to add in vegetables, which I'm slowly getting there.
What's up with vegetables for you?
I just don't think about them until I sit down. And then I'm like, oh, I should have made broccoli. I should have made. Yeah. I just don't think about it. So this week, I think I'm going to be more consistent with my vegetables, whether that be a salad, a small side salad, or I've got all these bags of frozen vegetables that literally take two to five minutes, I think, to put so in the microwave. Easy. Like you pop them in the microwave, you don't even take them out of the bag. You just put them in there, set it for like 5 minutes. The back of it says, and it's just straight up vegetables.
Yeah.
Like, and I like vegetables. That's the problem is that I just don't think about them.
You're so, well, it's part of a side. So always think you need a side. And instead of like, because I know a lot of our brains goes to carbs, like potatoes and bread, but like the side should be veggies.
I mean, really, if you look at the portion plate.
Yeah.
Half of it's protein and then like that much of it is all vegetables. And then there's this little tiny sliver for carbs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So because you do have to have carbs.
You need it. You need it for energy. That's how you burn energy was just carbs.
Yep.
So side story, because I had a breakdown last night with Eric because I'm tired of being sabotaged.
Ooh, that's a powerful statement.
Yeah, because I do so fucking well, guys, throughout the day.
Yeah.
And even dinners.
Yeah.
And that man, for three nights in a row, like one night was Dairy Queen, the second night was Dairy Queen. Last night he was like, and I have literally in the Dairy Queen drive through on the second night, I go, we can't do this. Like, we can't do this. I'm like, because it makes me want it. It's hard for me not to say no. And same thing with Dylan, like, we need to stop eating out. Yeah. Like, I did the whole thing and he agreed, you know, and he's like, yeah, you're right. Like, how about, and he had a great idea. How about tomorrow you tell me what's in the freezer for meat and you tell me what's in there for veggies and I can put on the board like the dinners for the week. So we did really well when we did that. I was like, great idea. Let's do that. Tomorrow comes. And he's in a lot of pain, really swollen. So he's pretty much laid up in the room. Like we were supposed to actually, like we were going to try to day drink and watch a show or whatever.
Okay.
And that did not happen at all because of how swollen he was and how painful he was.
Okay.
And so like, I got him pretty comfortable, but at night he's like, is Kadidarai still open? And I was like, I don't even know, but no, like we're not doing that. Remember we talked yesterday and he's like, oh, okay. And then like a couple 2 hours later goes by and Dylan walks in the room and he's like, hey, did you get my text, Dylan? And Dylan's like, I didn't see anything come through. He's like, go look at your phone. And then Dylan comes by. He's like, do you want me to go to 7-Eleven still and get you that? And it was pizza rolls, a Slurpee, and candy. And I was like, we just had this conversation. We just had this conversation. Yeah. Like, it hasn't even been 24 hours yet.
You're not even trying.
Like, yeah. Like, yeah. You're not even fucking helping me.
Yeah.
And so, like, he stopped and he didn't do it. Like, because I just was like, are you joking me right now? This is ridiculous. Yeah. And then he's like, never mind, Dylan. And then another hour goes by and he's like moping and being all Eric-y about it.
Okay.
So I gave in.
Okay.
And then Dylan came back with the pizza rolls. For some reason, my kid thinks a serving size for pizza rolls is the whole bag in the air fryer. So that made me fucking livid. Because I'm like, because Dylan already had dinner. I already had dinner. Eric is the only one that didn't because his was too spicy. He got a sandwich and it was too spicy. Okay. And so I'm like, Dylan, what are you doing? Like, one, these aren't even done because there's too many in here. Yeah. Two, like, no one needs a whole bag. No one needs a whole bag.
Okay.
What the fuck are we doing?
Okay.
So then I walk into the bedroom and Eric's like, what's going on? And I was like, I don't even want to fucking talk to you. Like, I'm mad at you. I'm mad at Dylan. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I just push play on the controller. And then I get because I separated the pizza rolls.
Okay. Right?
And I put them back in the fridge and only left a real fucking serving size so Dylan could see what a real serving size was and the fact of like,
which is how many?
It's like 12.
Okay.
Is like a serving size.
That's a lot.
It's not bad, right? Not bad at all. So like, I go get them and I give them to Eric and he's like, what is going on? And I was like, I am so angry because when you asked to not have any tobacco in this house, we cleared the house for you.
Yeah.
Immediately. And then when I keep telling you I cannot be around food like this, you do not respect it at all. You've done it 3 days in a fucking row with not even considering that your son and your wife have a fucking food problem.
Yeah.
We know it. It's here. We're not hiding it. Like, yeah. I'm asking for help and you're literally being like, fuck you. I want bottle caps. That's what it feels like. And he just sat there and he's like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, okay. Be sorry, I guess. Yeah. And he's like, well, I won't do that anymore. I won't be bringing that into the house. I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Because we literally, for the last 3 days, have had this conversation.
Yeah.
So, like, that's where we're at now. I'm like, just stop disrespecting the, like, a boundary. Like, we have boundaries for a reason, especially around food.
Yeah.
And, like, hello, I'm a host of a fucking bariatric surgery podcast. Yeah. Like, I have an issue with food. It's not like I'm hiding it from anybody. No. I just need help from my person.
Yeah.
And he even said, he's like, if I wasn't here, you'd probably do better. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, if I literally wasn't here, you would probably be healthier because I do that. And I'm like, you know it. So can you help me, please?
Yeah.
Like, please help me.
Okay. So I got a few things to add on to that.
Sweet.
Okay. So number one, we talked about coping. Mm-hmm. My number one coping when I am in pain, swollen.
Oh, I knew that's what okay. The reason why he was doing it.
Okay. Yeah. So it's coping because you can't move. You feel bad.
Yep.
You want something comforting.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
Okay.
And he literally asked for the three things that are his favorite things. So I knew that. I actually said that to him. I was like, I know you're coping right now.
Yes.
I'm like, we're into, like, we have an hour left where I can give you pain pills. So you're like,
I'm going to cope with food.
Yep.
Okay. So you said it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give him some grace.
Yes.
To try, because I have been where he's at.
Yes.
I have been where he's at and it sucks. Mm-hmm. And the whole pouting thing.
Yeah.
Did that whole thing.
It sucks.
I've done it. It does.
As a spouse, like, all I want to do is help you and not be pout, like, not pout anymore. So I'm just like, I don't want to be the enabler either. Like, that's the thing that kept coming through my head. I'm like, don't be the enabler. Don't be the enabler. But then I'm like, but I just want him to feel good. So I'm like, ah.
But you kind of have to, and this is something that I wish it had been done for me.
Yeah.
Is you are literally coping right now. I don't care if you pout. I don't care if you cry. I don't care.
Oh, like say
We're not doing this.
Okay.
Like, because he wants it and he's just going automatic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the rule has to be you don't have it.
Yeah.
Like you literally cannot have it, because here's the thing. Every time he has sugar, every time he has that carbs, those high carbs, every time he does it, he is adding more harm to his healing process.
Yes, and the swelling.
And the swelling, because he is consuming these products that are not helping him at whatsoever.
No.
It is a completely different thing if you're like, hey, it's Saturday, we're going to have a couple drinks, or maybe you're going to have some ice cream. Cool.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But when he's literally, you're literally watching him pout because he can't have food.
Yep.
Okay. What would you want done if it was you in that position? You would want somebody to say, I do not care right now. You're not having this.
It's like a twofold. I would want someone to just give.
Yeah.
Or I would want someone to give me tough love. I need one or the other.
But
so
there's also a way of saying, what are some things that we agree upon that you can have in the house that is not that bad?
Or doesn't trigger me and Dylan.
Yes.
Because that's the biggest deal.
But the thing is that every time he's eating something that is full of sugar and bad, every time he has a soda or a Slurpee or those bottle caps, every time he's doing more harm than he is good. And then I'm talking to myself at the same time.
Yeah. We've all done it. We've all been there.
Obviously. Because I'm obviously going through it right now. Yeah. But you need to be able to be around it. It's twofold. You need to be able to be around the food and not be triggered by it.
Yeah.
But then you also have the right to say, I don't want this in the house.
Yeah.
And just like the original boundary of you saying, I don't want to do this because this is not working for me.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to respect that boundary. Yeah. Also with setting up boundaries for himself of saying, this is not okay behavior. What can I do to fix it?
Yes. Yes.
And he's not in a mindset to fix it.
Yeah.
So therefore you have to be the tough love of saying this isn't happening.
I know.
Period.
I know.
You cannot text Dylan and have him get you stuff. You cannot go. Yeah. We are not going to Dairy Queen. We are not doing these things because this is not helping anybody. It is toxic behavior.
And he knew it was because he texted Dylan instead of saying it in front of me.
But because he was figuring that if Dylan went and got it and brought it back, you wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, there wouldn't
because be because it was already in the house.
Yep.
But we need to stop that behavior. Yep. And I'm going through boundaries of my own right now, which is why I'm saying it like I am.
No, I like it.
Because I would want, if I was in your position, I would want that boundary respected.
Yes.
Because you have worked your fucking ass off to get where you're at. And by him going behind your back and sabotaging you every step of the way, that's not working.
No, no, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
It's very, very frustrating because I'm like, I'm so like empathetic and sympathetic to his situation and I want him to feel good as much as possible. But once it starts affecting my own health, that's where like we gotta like stop.
Yes.
And that's why I'm in therapy. And that's why like I can't have certain things in the house and we can't be doing those things. Like it's just too much.
But by setting up those boundaries, you need to hold yourself to them.
Yeah.
Because every time it's the same of like when you let yourself ignore that boundary.
Mm-hmm.
So say I set up a boundary with you and you go past that boundary and I allow that to happen. Then I know the next time I set up a boundary, you're going to go past.
You can go past it. Because she's not actually.
Because I'm not holding myself to
like
that.
It's like testing.
So you're not holding yourself to that either.
So I have to be firm.
You have to be the tough love of this isn't happening.
Yeah.
Period.
It's so hard.
It is.
I'm and
the
lie,
other
guys,
thing is that he
hard.
Is an adult and he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I'm like, you're a grown fucking man.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but if he does, but he can't bring Dylan into it and he can't go and get it.
Yeah.
So therefore.
You don't have it.
Yeah.
You just don't have it.
And you have to hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
Because you're allowing these things to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
full on.
Because
I feel bad.
You like were aware. Guilty. You were aware of that whole situation of him texting Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have put a stop to it right then.
Well, I didn't know he texted Dylan.
But you heard
until Dylan came in the room.
Yeah. But you
and
knew at that point.
At that point, yeah.
But then he still went and got the stuff.
Yeah, an hour
where
later.
You could have
Yeah.
Put a stop to it. Like, this is not happening.
Well, because I put the stop and then he moped for an hour.
Yeah. Well, so. And if he mopes, that's his fucking problem.
That's when I gave in because I felt bad for them.
I know, but you can't because so you're sabotaging yourself just as much as you're sabotaging them.
I know.
Because then not only was it Eric wanting the things, but then Dylan had the things.
Mm-hmm. And then I had.
And then you had the things.
I actually didn't. I had Built Bar, but I was like, it was hard because even Dylan goes, do you want a Hershey bar with almonds since I'm there?
No, I don't. Fucking don't. Don't. It's the offering. It's the offering.
Stop putting it in my presence.
Yeah.
I feel like an addict around it. Like, I can't. Yeah.
Well, you are an addict.
I'm like, I can't do it. So I even told her, I'm like, you're literally sending a crackhead into a crack house. You guys know that's my favorite saying. So it's like, I can't do that.
It's the same thing of like, Zach goes to 7-Eleven all the time. Like, he knows 7-Eleven in and out. We will pull up. And if I know that if I go into 7-Eleven, I'm buying not good things.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not going towards the cheese and the, you know, the things that the hard boiled eggs. No, I'm not going towards that. I'm having cookies. I'm having candy. I might have a slice of pizza, all of those things. Mm-hmm. So I have made it that if we stop at 7-Eleven, I don't go inside.
Yeah.
And you don't bring anything to me. So that boundary I've set up for myself.
Well, maybe I'll just call a family meeting and then we'll have a set up like the boundary of like, don't ask me, don't offer it to me. Yep. Like, these are the draw of like every, and it let everybody kind of have their, what they want their boundary to be. So that way we can all be on the same page and then we all know and just work together because like, yeah, hey, this is a situation that none of us has ever been in. So we got to figure it out.
But here's the other side of it is you have to know that, okay, yeah, their boundary may not be, you know, it could be that they don't care about food.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But the fact is that's your boundary.
Exactly.
So they have to respect that.
At least mine. Yeah.
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 And it won't always be like that, but they should treat it that way.
Yes. At least for a few months, man. At least get
It needs to become a routine that you guys just don't eat like that. Because you do really well.
I do.
And yes, nobody's been in this position before, but he's getting to a point where you can't use that anymore.
I know.
You know,
yep.
Pain is going to happen.
Right.
You're going to. What happens if you stub your toe? Are you going to run to 7-Eleven and get a Hershey's bar with almonds? No.
It doesn't solve anything.
No. So him eating the way he has been, even the last 3 days, brings you into it. Mm-hmm. And then it's not good for anybody.
No.
So I think a house meeting would be really good.
Right? I think so.
And then you figure out what you could do. The other thing is figuring out items that you can have instead of that.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Because if, say, I don't want ice cream because it's full of sugar and full of fat and things that I don't need. But I really like almonds.
Right.
So I could have a handful of almonds. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a trade-off kind of thing.
Got to find the balance.
Yeah.
And that's why I had the Built Bar last night because I was like, they all like the Built Bars.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I was like, can we just have a Built Bar instead? And sometimes they actually say yes.
Yeah.
And I always offer it because I have the coconut and I have the cookie dough one.
Yeah, which I love the cookie dough one.
So fucking good.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, we can do this. It's just I need you guys to be on the same page as me.
Yeah.
So see, and this is why we talk it out because like now I know we're going to do a family meeting, man.
Yeah, and if he whines and cries, be like, have fun.
Yeah, it's like, this is what I need.
Yep.
This is what I need to be successful.
Yep.
And I would appreciate my husband and my son respecting that.
Yeah. You respected his request.
I did. Immediately.
All of his requests. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that's pushing the boundaries.
Correct.
So, time to stop.
Time to stop. Thank you, Kelly.
Okay. All right.
Back to the ranch.
What was our last one?
The last one? Have we done all of them?
Well, we talked about our mindset. Like, mindset's a huge one.
A huge one.
And it's not going to be just the first year. It's going to be forever.
It's a lifetime thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your mindset is huge. Mm-hmm. To me, is huge.
To me, it's huge. I haven't met one person that hasn't said that.
Yeah. Because you have to figure out what your mindset is. Are you already in the mindset of that you're going to fail? Because then it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. Oh, my God.
You have to have a positive mindset.
Yes.
And you have to, like we said before, don't let bad days turn into bad weeks, months, years. Because
Yep.
And that's a mindset.
Well, and also you don't have to be like super fucking positive. All you have to do is tell yourself you can do it. Like you can get there.
Yep.
That's all you have to do. Like, don't already have it in your head that it's not going to work.
Yeah.
All you have to say is like, no, that's going to work. I'm going to do that.
Yep.
And that's all you have to. You don't have to be like, well, this is going to be amazing. And all the rainbows and sunshines are coming out for this item.
It's not always going to be on point.
No, it's just not. No. But just be kind to yourself and be like, no, I can fucking do this.
Yep.
And we're going to hit this goal. And we don't care how long it takes, because that's also, I think, a problem in this community is like the time stuff. Everybody's like,
fast.
I mean, that was me.
I wanted to get down. Like, I was like, go after surgery. Mm-hmm. I wanted to hit all of my weight marks. I wanted to get down as low as I possibly could. I mean, who doesn't?
That's a thing.
Yeah. But it's not going to happen like that for everybody.
No.
Like, some journeys take a little bit longer. You could stall for a couple months. You could be...
I'm just a slow loser. I was a slow loser. It took me 18 months to get to my lowest.
Yeah.
But it's like, I got there.
You got there and it was fine.
It was totally fine.
But you also are, I feel like you're better. Your mindset was more permanent than my mindset.
Yeah. This was a permanent fixture.
Yeah.
I looked at this because it's 80% of my stomach coming out. I was like, oh, this is so fucking permanent. Like, I have to be ready for permanency.
Yeah.
And I was ready to never drink alcohol again. I was ready to not have carbonation because of all the rules back then. I thought I could never have carbonation, alcohol, and I was ready to not have any sweets. I was like, okay, cool. This is the new me. This is what we're doing. And I rode that train until I introduced alcohol and sweets into my diet.
Which I think that was part of mine, too, is that I started drinking more heavily last summer.
Yes. We both did.
We drank a lot. Yeah. And this summer we have kind of pared that down.
A lot, actually. Yeah. I've only been drunk once.
Yeah. That was an accident.
Yeah. And that was just a complete accident. I was just like in the pool with two Trulies. Like that was it.
Yeah.
And it just, I was hammered.
Yeah.
So I think that
the mindset, and then also the other thing, and this contributes to a lot of regain. I've done some research on it and Jamie has said it too. Where if you don't keep your liquids and your solids separate.
Yes.
Because as you drink, it washes the food down and then you can eat more.
And because your body has like a limit of like when it feels full versus not full.
Yes.
So if you get it to while you're drinking and eating to not never even hitting the full mark, that's how you just keep eating.
Exactly.
Because it's washing it down.
Exactly.
So you got to keep them separate.
Separate. And I do I can drink before I eat. I don't do the 30 minutes before I eat. I don't stop that. I drink all the way up until I take that first bite. And then I have a half hour after.
After.
Yeah. I think that's more. I don't know. For me, that makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to stop. In the beginning, you have to. You literally have to. You cannot drink right up to it because you will then be too full to eat.
Or feel sick.
Yeah.
Like, you'll feel pressure. You'll feel stuff like come up in your throat.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel good. Like, I don't think that went away for almost a year for me.
Well,
like,
your stomach's still getting back to normal.
Yeah.
So I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
So keep those two separate. I am actually consistently working on that. Like, last night we were eating and Bianca was like, Karen's yelling at you. And I was like, I can't drink.
Yeah. Karen's got to keep yelling.
Zach actually said it first.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, I can't drink for a half hour because I already ate. So,
well,
and you could take like little sips. If you're like actually thirsty, like your mouth is dry, like you can take tiny sips, but you shouldn't be like actively drinking.
No, I'll just do a wash is what I'll do. Yeah. Like a little with water and then swallow it. But it won't, because that doesn't hurt.
No.
If when you take like a gulp.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
It's like there's sometimes where if I don't. So number one, if I drink too close to me eating and I like drink, I'll get like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
And then the second one is like I feel like I can't swallow and then that's I start the freaking out.
Yeah. That's like, the one that feels so fucking weird.
And like swallowing is like blinking your eyes. Like you don't even have to think about it. And when you can't, you're just like, oh, panic, panic. Oh, my God, I'm dying. Like, my throat is swelling up.
Yeah.
And you're like, it no, it's just because I drank like too much.
Yeah.
Too fast.
Too fast. Yeah. Mine was always too much. I would feel that clench up here in my throat. I'm like, oh,
yep.
What the fuck is that?
Yep.
This is so weird.
We need to do another Random Things.
We do.
Episode.
Let's do it because that's a fun one.
Yeah.
And there's so many random shit that's come out.
So much more than I even realized.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to I think that should be our next one.
Let's do that at our next one for sure. Yeah.
All right. So I think that's our list. I mean, it's really a lot of these are very basic when you talk about them. Mm-hmm. But when you're combating like your brain to cope with food and then what you should be thinking after surgery, it's a war.
It is. It's a battle.
A full-on war, a battle.
That's, every day, man. It is.
And you have to think about, like, is this getting me where I want to be?
Sometimes what I ask myself is, like, is it worth it?
Was
it worth it?
Well, yeah. I wouldn't say was.
Well, that's the next morning.
Because
when
that's
I feel like shit, I'm like,
I mean,
was it
you
worth
literally
it?
Can't do anything about it.
Mm-mm.
So I think where your mindset needs to be is like and that's something like last night when I had my ice cream sandwich, I didn't even take 2 seconds to think. I was like, I want ice cream. I went out and got it and I ate it.
Yeah.
So if I had sat there and been like, do I want it? Is this going to get me where I want to go? No. Okay. Well, then I don't really need it. Maybe I'll have a Built Bar instead.
Yeah.
Because I've really been enjoying the Built Bars. So
it's those puffs, man.
Zach finished the pantry.
Oh, okay.
So it now goes like there's shelving on both sides and then it's like a U. Ooh. And so there's shelves on the back now. So I have like all the space there is to see all of my protein snacks.
Nice.
And so it's been like in my head lately of like, okay, I want a Nutty Bar. Well, no, why don't you have a Built Bar?
Yeah.
And so I'll have a Built Bar. Or I'm hungry. Why don't I have something that's not great for me? And then I'll be like, well, or I could make this.
Yeah.
Or I can have some almonds. Or I can have some yogurt.
But you have to stop and think for that to work.
You do have to stop
and
think.
You have to stop. That's the halt.
Yes, the halt. I think that's the other thing is like I'm trying to think about like, okay, what am I putting in my body instead of just eating straight up, just eating?
Yeah, just mouth pleasuring it up over there.
Oh, for a year and a half, it was all mouth pleasure. All mouth pleasure. Kidney pleasure with the drinks.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So let's run through it. So it's protein, water.
Protein was actually not on it.
It wasn't.
It was not on it. Our list.
Okay.
But protein is very important.
It
so
is.
So we'll just do hydration and protein in the same.
Yeah.
Because protein is protein.
It's huge. You gotta have it.
I mean, there's so many different aspects to protein that why you need it. Yeah. That I think that's why we didn't add it to this list.
Yeah.
We just need to do another protein episode with all the ins and outs.
Because we've been getting a lot of questions about protein.
We have.
Maybe we'll.
Random Things, protein.
Those are coming up. Just for you guys.
Yeah. So it's consistency.
Yes.
Mindset.
Yes.
Keeping your solids and liquids separate.
Yes. Going to your post-op appointments.
Post-op appointments, post-op lab work.
Mm-hmm. And that water hydration together, or the water and protein together.
Hydration. And then, let's see. I have my list right here. Vitamins.
Yes.
Activity.
Yep.
Oh, protein was on here. Ha!
Why did
I think that we didn't put... Of course we put protein on there. So we'll do a whole one on protein.
We will.
But you guys know that, like, protein's important.
Yeah, it's important. It's on the list.
So protein, hydration, vitamins, consistency... activity, follow-ups with lab work, and talking with your surgeon, eating slow, mindset, and separate liquids and solids.
Perfect.
Yep.
I think that is a very good list to have. And you should, I mean, put it up in your room or on a chalkboard or whatever. Yeah. So that way you can kind of like, you see it every day. The more you like, we'll do it.
Yeah. I would love to have like a tracker almost of that where you can literally like check off each of those things in a day.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
You know, like old school, like this is the chores and then these are the days.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just kind of like get a sticker for every day.
Oh my God. Do like Sunday through Saturday.
Yeah.
And just have the stickers. Maybe we'll make one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
I kind of like that.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
All right. We love you guys, and we will see you next time. Bye.
That was a weird bye. Bye.
Hey, listeners, if you've enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform that you get your podcasts. Also, check us out on patreon.com/OSLP for exclusive content with your favorite girls ever.
Yeah.
And also, check out our YouTube page. Subscribe, hit that little bell so you get notified when our new videos drop a week after they are released.
Yeah, and we would like to give a big thank you to Anne-Marie Cruz for our logos, Eric Vaughn with 17th Street Studios because he provides our music and our recording
yes,
space.
He does.
Thanks for listening to Our Sleeve Live podcast, where we are breaking that stigma one episode at a time.
I'm Cindy Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.